The commanding general in the war against Iraq today suggested his forces are prepared for an extended conflict. General Tommy Franks says the U.S. tried in the war's opening days to remove Saddam Hussein from power quickly. Now that the Iraqi president has survived, Franks insists the U.S. and Britain are ready to keep fighting. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the military headquarters in Doha, Qatar.
General Tommy Franks faces many questions about his strategy, and today he faced those questions alone. In recent days, his aides tried to sell the war on a made-for-television stage. They showed pictures of smiling Iraqis on plasma screens and dismissed almost every question about Iraqi guerrilla tactics and suicide attacks. Today, the craggy-faced general dispensed with that format. Showing no videos, General Franks stood behind the lectern himself and barked out his force's achievements during the first 11 days of war. In a forceful presentation, the general numbered the Allies' accomplishments. First, the U.S. and its allies have secured Iraq's southern oil fields. Second, they control much of western Iraq. And he kept on counting.
Seventh, the coalition has in fact introduced a very capable ground force into northern Iraq. Eighth, a large and capable ground force has attacked to within 60 miles of Baghdad on multiple fronts. As we speak, elements of that ground force are continuing the attack. The regime is in trouble, and they know it.
In trouble, but not overthrown. General Franks acknowledged that the U.S. had been hoping for a quick victory, hoping that the rush toward Baghdad in the war's first days would prompt Saddam Hussein's regime to collapse. Some retired military officers questioned the optimism behind that plan. And soldiers in Iraq have told reporters they've been surprised by stiff Iraqi resistance across the country. But the general told a room full of reporters that his forces are ready for whatever happens next.
The very best planning, I believe, military planning that can be done, is military planning that assures ultimate success, but permits the possibility of early success. That is precisely what this plan is all about. Has been, continues to be. Sir, please.
Neil Tweedy from the Daily Telegraph in London. Would it be fair to imply, therefore, that what you hoped to do was take Iraq with about five divisions, but you're prepared, if necessary, to pump more heavy armor in to secure your objective? You were essentially being opportunistic. It doesn't look as though it's worked, and now you're waiting for more heavy stuff.
Sir, it's a great question, and actually it's almost right.
Almost right. Franks corrected the questioner on only one point. He insisted only that he's not surprised, that he was always prepared for the possibility that the opening gamble might not win the war. Even before the shooting started, the U.S. ordered thousands of fresh troops to prepare for deployment to the Persian Gulf. They'll arrive in the coming weeks, reinforcements for the powerful but relatively small army inside Iraq. Writing in the New Yorker magazine this week, investigative reporter Seymour Hersh charged that General Franks himself wanted a bigger force, but that he was overruled. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld believed that a smaller army with high-tech weapons could do the job. Today, both Franks and Rumsfeld described that story as false. But then Rumsfeld went on to essentially confirm the story in one critical respect. The defense secretary told ABC that he and President Bush gave General Franks the big army that Franks wanted, but told him not to deploy it all at the start of the war.
The other thing that occurred was the logistics train was designed to be either everything went or nothing went. And in fact, the president wanted to support the diplomacy in the United Nations. So he wanted things to flow in over a period of time. But everything that they've asked for is in process. It's all arriving. The numbers of troops are arriving. They're increasing every by 2,000 or 3,000 every day.
The Bush administration advised the military to take a shot at ending the war in a few days without the overwhelming force that military planners preferred. Now the U.S. continues the bigger and slower task of building up the army for an extended conflict. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Doha, Qatar.